You are listening to Space Questions, answered by Jeff. Brought to you by SpaceVidcast.com, making space commonplace.
Here's an excellent question or misconception about the popularity of the space shuttle recently. Instead of canceling the shuttle program, why can't we just use it to send people or cargo to the moon? Can that even be done? Several viewers have actually asked about whether or not that was possible, so I looked into it a little. There are a lot of factors involved, including some I won't mention due to the sheer complexities. But I hate to spoil the fun, it turns out that it's just not feasible or practical. If it were possible for the space shuttle to go to space with the orbiter's payload bay full of propellant for the SSMEs, or Space Shuttle Main Engines, and the orbiter had the valves and propellant tanks installed in the payload bay, it would only offer about 8 seconds of additional burn time. This falls horribly short of getting out of low Earth orbit. You might be able to get an apogee or high point in the orbit of about 500 miles high. If there were an external tank already filled and in orbit waiting for the orbiter, if it was launched maybe 24 to 36 hours prior to, the crew would have to get out of the cabin, do a spacewalk. They'd have to pretty much physically manhandle the 200,000-pound orbiter and 1.5 million-pound external tank very delicately so as to not damage the orbiter's heat shield tiles, the thermal protection system, or TPS. Get the two objects together, close enough and aligned so that they can connect the 17 inches, diameter, liquid oxygen feed line and liquid hydrogen feed line, plus the electrical connections, maybe some hydraulics, all of this, between the external tank and the orbiter itself, before taking too long, so you've also got to worry about solar heating and, you know, the expansion of the metals and things like that. Not only all of this, but then you've got to restart the Space Shuttle Main Engines. Space Shuttle Main Engines, SSMEs, are only designed, right now, to be started on the ground. They're not designed to be started in the air or in vacuum. So that would require redesign, which would cost somewhere between about $10 and $15 million. Then there's the issue of what you would take to the moon on the orbiter. For a highly elliptical orbit around the moon with a 65-mile perigee, or low point, and a 5,300-mile apogee, which is the high point of an orbit, you can only haul about 9,000 pounds of stuff to deploy to the surface of the moon. Well, since your payload bay is full with all those empty propellant tanks that you use to get into orbit around Earth, the cargo and its rental rocket has to stay in the cabin with the crew. I don't know about you, but the idea of keeping liquid hydrogen and liquid oxygen, or even hypergolics like monomethylhydrazine in the crew compartment kind of makes me a little bit nervous. Now you've got to get all the cargo that's in the crew cabin and the retro rocket out through the hatch. So now you've got all this finagling and having to move stuff around and probably putting seats out of the way and unhooking them. Then you have to pull everything out, all the, you know, the fuel bladder and the cargo that you actually have, and you have to get that through the hatch. As I've said in the past, a hatch is a whole different topic of its own, a whole different podcast. So you have two options. Once you get this stuff into orbit, you have to decide. You could send a crew down, or you can send crew and cargo down. If you send a crew down with the retro rocket and some cargo, you won't have a whole lot of supplies. It's only 9,000 pounds minus, we'll say, 500 for your suit. What are you going to do down there? You can't come back up because there's not enough propellant to get you back in orbit to rendezvous with the space shuttle orbiter. So, unfortunately, you're kind of stuck dying on the moon. The other option is just send 9,000 pounds of cargo down to the moon's surface, and you stay in your space shuttle orbiter and enjoy the view. Now you have to do an OMS burn. So you do your OMS burn, which is the OMS pods are those little bumps on the back of the space shuttle. They got the humps next to the tail. You take off and you're moving towards Earth. You get caught in Earth's gravity. You accelerate roughly 25,000 miles an hour around Earth at that point. Once you get into Earth's gravity, you accelerate roughly to that speed. So now you've got another pair of options. Aerobrake, by dipping deep into the atmosphere at 25,000 miles an hour, dissipating energy so much that you make a huge orbit by skipping off into space again. That's one option. However, This is when consumables for the fuel cells become a serious issue. No fuel cells means no APU or water production. You need the APU for hydraulic assist so that you can actually do maneuvers once you get into the atmosphere. The actuators, the control surfaces are fly-by-wire. It's a fine line between going too deep that you incinerate the crew in the orbiter, or if you skip off into space. That's rocket science. I'm not a rocket scientist. Maybe somebody with a little bit more knowledge can answer that. I cannot. The second option is that you have them pretty much do a belly flop into the atmosphere and have the orbiter and crew destroyed on reentry at 25,000 miles an hour. Simply due to the heating. It's too much for the heat shield tiles to handle. Either way, the crew basically has a one-way trip. NASA wouldn't do it, and space geeks worldwide wouldn't approve of it either. If you have questions or just want to chat about space-related topics, log into spacevidcast.com/live anytime you'd like. We're never closed, and I strongly urge you to come in every Friday morning at 2 a.m. Universal Coordinated Time, or for those of us in the U.S. on Daylight Savings Time, that's Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central, and 7 Pacific. If you're in Standard Time or don't honor Daylight Savings, the live show starts at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, and 6 Pacific. Also, as one of the most passionate space geeks on Space Vidcast, I beg you to tune in to spacevidcast.com during these last few shuttle missions. We have a few folks in chat always happy to answer your space, astronomy, or even spaceflight-related questions, or aviation even, including myself. We're not like NASA where you sit there listening to an hour-long period of dead silence with a few three-minute chunks of usually useless blabbering about the space station being 214 feet above the Pacific Ocean. We're not like that. We have live pre-launch, launch, and post-launch coverage in HD with live show, and we also do standard definition in case you can't handle the HD on your computer. We show some awesome angles of the launch pad. We have several live interviewers from regular, non-robotic people actually attending the launch. And we even give out trivia through Twitter and have some pretty cool prizes. You can find Space Vidcast on Facebook, too. If you have any space shuttle questions, don't hesitate to email me at Jeff, that's J-E-P-H, at spacevidcast.com. Thanks so much for listening, and we at Space Vidcast hope to see you guys in chat. Until next time, keep your eyes to the sky.